Warning, this podcast contains explicit materials. Please check episode notes for more details. We start going down Fault 322. We go past the overseer's office, past all the studios making videos, animations, writing in the new books, and we appear onto the sound booth, where we have Nathan sitting at the computer, screen off, headphones on, just waiting for Juan to return. As someone approaches him.
Hey, Nathan, you mind, doing your job? You've been sitting here for a while. Slacking off isn't cool, man.
I'm not slacking off. Juan wanted me to be here. He told me to turn the volume up and he wanted me to keep an eye on this. Yeah, I mean, why else would he have me just sit here?
Why are the headphones on the table?
Juan would just have me... Because I took him off for a second to scratch my ears?
Man. Hey, Nathan. Nathan, what the hell are you doing, man? We need to do...
Juan wanted me to be in here and...
Dude, he's slacking off.
No.
Again.
Nathan, we need you on lighting, Nathan. What the crap? Bro, Nathan, get...
I don't know what to tell you. Juan told
Juan's not here right now. Go back to lighting, Nathan.
Our head lighting...
But
cannot,
what if something happens?
Our head lighting tech cannot be slacking off.
Nathan. But forget the light. You don't even know audio. Why are you here? Why are you here, Nathan? Go back to lighting.
I don't know. Juan just wanted me to
be here.
Yo,
where's the manager? Get the manager.
Hey, Nathan. I'm sorry. I broke the lighting, actually, 2 minutes ago. But it's okay. Tien earlier gave me this...
Wait, if you broke it, then why do you need me?
No. Tien over here earlier gave me this prop gun looking thing and said that it can double as a lighting thing, and I'm trying to figure it out. So can you help me look at this gun real quick?
Oh, no.
Yeah, let me just hold it.
Yeah,
and as Nathan picks up, he starts moving it around and accidentally points it right at one of your guys' eyes and just accidentally pulls a trigger as a flash of light just blinds everyone in the fucking room.
The PM!
Motherfucker, what the hell
that was that?
That
was the PM, bro!
And scene.
And
that was stupid.
Oh my god.
Hello, travelers, and welcome to Multiversally Misplaced, a tabletop role-playing game set in the world of Fallout. I am joined by Juan.
What up?
Tien.
Yo, Asian.
And Oz.
Insert a b- here.
Okay. Will do.
Okay.
Will do.
Pause like, fuck.
For all you that's wondering, Goon just said, also known as Oz, just said, insert a beep here.
Future Juan, remember this.
And let's everyone jump to a fun fact, starting with Juan.
So my real height is actually 6'8".
Not true.
And I love rice and beans.
Not
like,
true. Oh,
with
okay.
a passion.
That's true. That's true.
Damn. Okay,
the height thing is wrong, but the rice and beans is true.
Really it's his fun fact. Tien. Let him have it.
Let me have my fun fact. They won't let me have fun.
Tien?
Well, I already said that I'm Asian, so I have a 3D printer.
Give something about your character that isn't about race.
Tien I'm definitely not anything other than Asian.
Okay, Goon.
I'm the tallest out of the group.
Yeah, Juan.
Just barely.
Aren't you
like 6 feet?
6'1".
Oh.
6'1".
You're just barely the tallest.
Uh-huh. See, but I'm not jealous, because I'm 6'8". So.
Yeah, Juan's 6'8".
I'm actually 9'7", so, you know, Guinness World... I have the Guinness World record. People like coming over tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
isn't the tallest height like what it is?
I'm actually in the
yeah, we're gonna
in
figure that out later.
Right now, I'm so insanely tall that my natural height when I stand up, I just reach 3.
Oh my god!
Damn.
Yeah. Sorry.
I just look
That's
out
crazy.
My. I look out my window. I just see like Tien's neck.
Do you see like
the
it's just one
tallest
long
person was 8? Was 8'2".
And those
Damn.
Measurements are separate.
Oh, never mind. 8'11" or 2.72 meters. Jesus.
Nice. Damn.
Big man.
So what, they're like the size of like one of those tiny titans? You think if you go for the nape of the neck, he'll go down?
Nerd! No, I think if you kick
All
his
right,
walker,
there.
He'll go
Calm
down.
Yourself.
All right, now fact about the Wasteland Gulf. The gator people that we met last episode, the brighter the colors they are, like the oranges, like the more autumn colors, are actually the females of the species, while the more like greens, browns, are the males of the species.
The warmer colors are females?
And, yeah, like the warmer colors, like, yeah, like
wait, so they can be sexist and actually, racist at the same time? Whoa!
Oh my god.
Oh my god. But yeah, so... recap, we're gonna go with Juan this time.
All right. It's narrator Juan here. And on last episode of Multi-Universally Misplaced, Juan and Tien discovered the Iceman, Oz, coming out from the freezer. Well, they found out he came out of the freezer due to budget cuts and the utility bill was going up like crazy. Mr. Goldie, the 5'2" menace, has sent them out on an adventure into the wastelands to figure out, to find some inspiration, because none of them are creative.
No.
Juan included in that sentence.
No.
Our heroes, or I guess adventurers, because we're not really heroes. Our adventurers run into the gator folk in multiple colors, meeting orange peel and lemon grab. Or what was the other one's name?
Lemon peel.
Lemon peel is the same thing.
Lemon peel is orange peel's son.
Sending them out to an adventure as they go and find... As they go and find, what were we going to find again?
God damn.
The prison for the shambling dead quest.
The shambling dead quest! Will our adventurers... Will our adventurers discover some inspiration, or will they die like everyone else in the wasteland? Find out this episode on Multi-Universally Misplaced. And
it's see. Multiversally misplaced, not multi-universal.
Eventually I'll get it right, but, yeah.
Eventually. So yes, let me roll a dice real quickly. Got two. So, a house rule that we have implemented is, depending on the amount of travel everyone is getting, we're going to be rolling a d6. The higher is the worst outcome. The lower, the better outcome. So a 2 is basically no event, nothing happens on their trip to the prison.
Yippee!
So as y'all are driving... You see, like, someone got stopped by a fallen tree. You don't decide to help because you don't give a shit.
Ha!
And
as you guys go past,
you see just these raiders come out and just start jumping the people in the car.
That could
have... Like I said, you guys don't give a shit. You just drive past.
That could have been us.
Yeah.
And after 1.5 hours of driving, you guys start seeing some ghouls shambling around the... area. Not too many at first, but you all notice actually since you're driving, you're gonna roll me a perception plus science check with a difficulty of 2.
All right, perception plus science. Do I add shit on there or I just roll a regular d20?
It's just gonna be a straight 4 for you.
Okay,
because your perception's a 4, so it's 2 d20s. And they both need to be a 4 or lower.
All right. I got a 3 and a...
So you got a success of 1. So you got 1 success with that. Yeah. So I'm going to give you a little bit of information. You're not going to get a whole bunch. But each and every single one of these ghouls, there is just something different about them from what you've seen the books. You all see, like, as you drive past them... They seem a lot more timid than normal feral ghouls. They seem a lot more controlled, but you can't tell quite why. And eventually, as you get closer to the prison, it is more and more thicker hordes of these ghouls. But they seem to be clearing away. Like, they're not on the road. Like, you guys are able to just drive right past them.
I'm gonna make a comment while driving by. I'm like, man, look at these rough skins.
Hey, you're not looking pretty yourself there, you smooth skin.
I'm at least a 7 out of 10 in my book. You, on the other hand...
Vaughn, you're a 2 out of 10 on my book. I just want you to know that.
Your mother babied you too much, smooth skin.
What the heck?
Oh, listen here.
Damn.
I don't know who he's talking to.
And then, like, as that ghoul is speaking, it just fucking keels over and dies. But yeah, as you guys begin to approach this prison, you begin to notice it looks beautiful. It looks like a hotel, like... It has this haunting beauty, though. Like, it used to be absolutely stunning in the past before the bombs fell. Like I said, a hotel.
Okay.
Ooh. And if any of you viewers or listeners have seen the St. Augustine prison, the one that is supposedly haunted, you'll basically have a great picture of what this prison looks like. The gates are just this rough iron, been rusted to hell and back, but are still somehow stable enough to keep some of these hordes out of the prison. You notice, like, one section of the one of the cell blocks has been completely collapsed and destroyed, though. So, yeah, you guys are driving on in past the red brick and white windows. Like, the, I don't know if that's brick or whatever, like limestone, I'm going to say, because I don't fully remember, surrounding the windows. And you start hearing, like, over the intercoms, "Halt! Who goes there?"
Oh, you guys, what am I supposed to say?
Say like, we're
as you stop, you see these turrets begin to aim towards your vehicle.
Entertainers, looking for inspiration.
Hello, my fellow good-looking ghoul. We're a band of travelers looking, you know, entertainers looking for some inspiration.
Did anyone hire prostitutes?
What the heck?
Whoa, different kind of entertainment, buddy.
We're not
storytellers.
Yes. You know that thing you do to your kids?
Also, I'm not a ghoul.
Oh, sorry.
Do I sound like a ghoul to you? Do I sound like one of those fucking rough patches over there?
No, the eczema on your skin kind of made you look like a ghoul.
You can't see him. You're just hearing him over the intercoms.
Oh, my bad. I just assumed you had eczema. My bad. That was kind of insensitive of me. Those rough patches were kind of giving us a hard time, but we're a couple smooth skins over here. Not a bump on my arm or chest. Or like,
you just hear like silence over the intercom, and then you hear like some muffled whispering, and just like, okay, you guys can come in, I guess, to tell your stories. Although we are gonna have to ask you to leave any weapons behind.
What
As
weapons?
I take mine.
I don't have any. I have this one, and I'm gonna grab one on the shoulder.
That is a Puerto Rican. That is not a weapon.
How do you know what I am?
Yeah, way to.
Wow. Well, what listen subject? Here.
What is it?
Listen here, buddy. We don't have weapons except the one pistol. We only have one pistol, and I like wink at the guys.
No, hold on. I have a weapon. I reach into my pocket. Wait, where did my freaking realistic prop gun go? What the heck?
Where did
I could have swore I popped it. I packed it in here. What? I must have left it back in this facility.
Can I roll to persuade this guy or trying to convince him that?
That would be a charisma, and I would say. Sneak. Charisma plus sneak.
Alright.
I'm just gonna lean over and hide my stuff in the floorboards.
I'm gonna try and convince him that we use realistic props that look like weapons to make the story more immersive. That's basically what I'm trying to tell him.
Okay, Goon, to hide your thing in the wand, you're gonna have a difficulty of 2 with that. Goon, you're gonna have a difficulty of 2 as well, and that's gonna be an intelligence plus sneak. To hide your gun on the floorboards of this car.
7 and a 15. What?
So let's see. So, and your thing is, so that's a 9. So you did you could use an action point to reroll one of those, if I remember.
All right, I'm going to use an action correctly. Point to reroll that 15.
All right. And I think that was your own, like, I think you guys have 2 action points left after that.
All right, I got a 16. Wow.
I got a 3.
All right, you got a 3, and what was your other one?
I got an 8.
Okay, and yours is an intelligence plus sneak. So you succeeded both of those, so you're able to hide your gun under floorboards. I'm going to say you obviously did not succeed. You got 1 success.
Aww.
So the guy believes you for half a second. It's just like, I'm sorry, you can't bring your guns in still. Like, you're going to need to at least leave them in your car or give them to one of the guards as you come in.
Fine, I'll give it to
one
of the guards.
We've had too many people try to kill us recently, especially a bunch of these shamblers. We can't just have anyone come in with their weapons drawn.
I will willingly give you my gun, but I'm going to need that back if shit hits the fan.
shit hits the fan, you're probably gonna be the first one to die.
Nah, I'm gonna need my gun back if that happens.
Nah, built different.
Deal.
All right.
With your slight success, he's gonna be a little bit untrusting with you, just because he knows you did just try to lie to him.
We have realistic prop guns though. It wasn't a complete lie.
We do have realistic
prop. Yeah, guns. I would show you them, except I forgot to pack them. Gee, I sure hope nobody finds it back at the facility.
Oh no.
Just everyone just fucking blinding themselves with the
what
fucking
are you talking about?
Everybody
we don't know
turns
anything.
And looks at Tien.
We don't know anything. Mm. What?
Yeah. It just cuts back to the vault and just everyone screaming, covering their eyes in the sound.
My eyes.
So yeah, you guys eventually end up driving into the prison. Like, there's a little garage you guys can hop into. There's some guards out there with some pretty decent looking artillery, like.
Artillery.
Not pointing it at you, but like guns, like
they have
better
cannons?
Guns than what you guys currently have. Artillery is just not cannons.
Just love cannons.
Okay, Allie, hard.
Oh god.
So you guys are basically pad down. You guys can try again with these guys to try and hide your guns if you want to keep them on you.
I don't need to try and hide them. They're under the floorboard.
Yeah, well, Goon, you hid your gun on the floorboard.
I hate everything on
the
floorboard.
And wanted... Oh, all their guns?
No, all,
even
no,
Juan?
All of my stuff. I hit, I
oh,
also
okay.
hid Tien's stuff. Juan was being silly.
Oh, okay.
Listen, yeah.
Tried...
So, Juan, if you want to try to hide your guns again, that would be an agility and sneak roll.
All right.
With a difficulty of 3, because they know you do have a gun on you.
So, I have to success
with this one, you do
times?
Get an extra dice. Yeah, you have to succeed 3 times.
God damn, we'll try it, but I doubt.
The thing is, like, they know you have a gun on you, and you failed the first time.
All right.
So that's 1 success, and if you roll a nat 1, remember that counts as two successes. All right,
come on, give me a nat 1. I can't believe I'm saying that. I got a 6.
Okay, so that's 2.
All right, come on, please.
Because yours,
please. Yeah.
I mean, your sneak plus agility is a 12, so at 12 or lower, you succeed.
Yes!
And you succeeded. Yeah. So you hid your gun from these guys patting you down. They're like, I thought you had a gun on you. Where the fuck is it?
Sorry, that's just my giant schlong right there. That ain't
whoa.
You can't grab that, man. That's not right.
Whoa.
Look, I may be gay, but... No,
I'm like a 7 though. Come on,
you're at least a 3. I'm sorry, but
I told you, Juan. I told you. Remember what I said earlier?
I like a 7, Tien. You're a hater. You must have paid.
Yeah.
I'll give you 10 caps if you say I am a 7.
Okay, you're a 7.
Oh, 10 caps.
A lot of caps.
That said,
caps.
I was a 7.
That's
thank
a
you
lot
very
of
much, sir.
What caps are you talking about?
I'm just gonna walk away. And hope that someone else gave him some caps.
He's just holding out his hand and just like looks pissed off when no one gives him the caps. Just like
I don't have
what
any
the fuck,
dude.
Of
he's
money.
Broke.
What?
What is this money?
I could have bought a meal with that.
Sorry, man. He doesn't have any caps.
God damn it.
God damn it. Bobby.
I know I shouldn't trust you, blue suits.
Oh, I'm not wearing a blue suit. Can't blow me in with them.
Y'all fucking came in on a pristine Vault Tech fan. Do not try to tell me you're not blue suits.
You're not even gonna believe me.
Oh yeah, tell me.
Okay.
What am I not gonna believe?
Where'd you get your fertilizer from?
Shitstown.
Mm-hmm. And what do they wear over there? Hats and cloaks?
So multiple people wear hats and cloaks.
Man, you talking out of your ears.
What, next you're gonna tell me you have a fucking pet rock?
No, I have a dog.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, buddy. Well, why don't you walk your broke gay ass out of here?
The guy just like starts escorting you back to like the main prison floor after like this little back and forth between you two. Like he just like pushes you a little bit with the butt of his gun. Like not rough, but just like pushing you to like to motion you to the right direction.
Wow.
With Juan, he gets a little bit rough because he's pissed at Juan. Okay. Or just upset at Juan.
He's getting rough with you, eh?
Hey, buddy. Not the schlong, man. Not the schlong.
That thing's at best 2 inches. Don't give me that shit.
Do you see it? Do you see it, pal?
Okay, you can see it. You don't want to see it.
So yeah, you guys are brought into the main like mess hall area of the prison, and you see this like older looking gentleman wearing a sheriff's hat, sheriff's outfit. He has a little bit of like a medium length black and gray beard. He looks like he's seen some shit. You notice on his sheriff's outfit there is like a bullet hole in it, like, and you see a slight scar that's been healed over. And right next to him, you see like this short kid with like just a short fat kid with like red dreads and just like these big round glasses on him.
I'm gonna lean over to Juan and I'm just gonna say, I think he has a mustard stain in his beard.
You see, like, he slowly, like, scratches his beard, like, trying to be subtle about it.
You don't say.
So what brings y'all here?
Stories.
And tell me the truth and not your lies.
Stories.
Literally, that's
yeah,
why
that's
we're
all
here.
We're here for.
Inspiration, no lies. I promise. Like, I would be, would you believe me more if I said I wanted to break all these people out? Or would you...
there's no one to break out here. This is just a settlement.
Well, see,
what
I thought this was just a regular
prison.
It used to be before the bombs fell, but
I mean,
there's no real government here anymore.
I'm gonna lean over to Tien and like not so subtly whisper, dude, he's got mustard stains on his beard.
Whoa, hold on. Were you eating hot dogs earlier?
No, what the fuck are hot dogs?
You know what? You're right. I'm Asian. I'm the only guy who would get that. anyways. Never mind. Oh my regard my statement.
Yeah. Anyhow, like, as he's talking to you and he starts introducing some of the people around him, he starts introducing his son as Carl Weezer. He introduces the lady next to him as Michonne. I couldn't figure out a fucking clever pun for her.
Charles Weezer.
Or not clever pun, but stupid fucking... And he just start introducing like a few random people.
We love Charles Queezer.
None of their names really important. None of their names are fully important at this point. But yeah, as he's talking, you start hearing this rumbling from the building. It's like, God damn it, not again. This fucking kid comes by at least three times.
I think your house is hungry.
No, it's just this kid fucking messing with the ghouls and getting to attack us.
This kid?
Child?
Yeah, some kid with a big, like fucking shit-looking hairdo. Like, it looks literally like a pile of shit.
Now I gotta see for myself.
Do you mind telling us
He always just, like, acting like some sort of smarty pants. Just come with me and I'll show you. And he just starts walking up some stairs, like, towards the roof.
Okay, mustard man.
And, like, you just keep hearing, like, these rumblings and you just hear faintly from the distance... Carl, get your fucking ass out here. I told you not to try and fuck my mom.
Jimmy's mom.
So yeah, what are you guys doing? Are you following this man just up the stairs to the roof, or what are you doing?
I'm going
to
follow the mustard-colored man.
Yeah, you guys get up to the roof, and you just see this small, short little motherfucker on top of an old car. Just, like, pointing at the prison as these ghouls are just starting to ram the walls of it. Like, not the walls, the fence line, trying to break it down. And he just looks pissed off for a small dude. Like, he just looks absolutely livid.
Hey, child, right? Napoleon, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get fucking revenge on this motherfucker for trying to fuck my mom.
What?
And he points directly at Carl.
Damn.
Dude, why his
like,
mom?
He actually, like, did you catch him fucking your mom, like... In the act?
Yes! That's why I'm trying to fucking kill him!
Guys, no, skill issue.
We can use this for inspiration, you guys.
I agree. Juan, you know what? I agree.
This is definitely a drama that I think Goldie would eat up.
And you just see, like, as you guys are talking, this fucking kid just pulls out a laser rifle and is just pointing it up. But he, like, obviously can't get a good shot in. He just starts shooting and falls backwards. Because he's not used to the recoil, and the shot just goes flying over your heads and hits Rick's head.
Ah!
That just happened.
Okay,
God damn it, boy! What did I tell you about using those guns and your fancy machinery?
Does he always do this?
Yes, he used to be a part of our complex, and then my boy here had a crush on his mom.
Well, he seems very complex.
Things... Yeah, he decided to leave for a bit, and then came back with these things. We don't even know how he managed to convince them to come. They're all feral.
I mean, with the swirly cone haircut, yeah. I would too.
Also, this kid...
Yeah.
Head actually does look like a pile of shit.
Looks like a turd.
Yeah.
Yeah. We still don't really know what the fuck he's doing or how he controls them.
Hey, kid! Child!
What?
Have you tried, forgetting about it?
No!
Come on.
He caused my father to run away because he was so disappointed in my mom and me.
Listen, okay, here, real quick. I gotta tell him to get a forklift certification. It fixes everything.
I'm like looking at Tien. What the fuck is
what
that?
What is a forklift? What? What are you talking about?
What's a
about?
Forklift?
Why does he need... What? You just
Oz.
See this kid just look confused as shit. Like, what the hell?
I like whispered Oz. I don't think anyone knows what the fuck a forklift is. We don't know what a forklift is.
I don't
is.
Either.
What are you talking
about? But it's written on the walls.
You guys would most definitely... No, Juan-Teen, you guys would definitely know what a forklift is, because you guys have seen one in action back at the vault.
Yeah, but we don't call it a forklift.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called a spoon lift.
So yeah, you even see, like, everyone else around is just, like, confused. It's just like, fuck's a forklift?
Are you talking about a forky?
No. It was written on a wall.
Oh, a forky? You mean those things that we use to lift heavy shit?
Yeah. See, a forky. You don't know what a forky is?
Well, all I know is that it was written on the wall.
What wall?
Oh, we don't pay attention to what's written on the walls, because some of that shit's just old mumbo-jumbo, like, wash your hands after every... Who the fuck washes their hands?
Can you even read?
I do.
Yeah?
Are you sure?
I mean, like, my shirt here, it says, Verif.
Does it actually say...
What?
No, it says Sheriff, but he, like, very obviously... He knows how to read, like, just barely, but he is still not
Guys,
a competent reader.
I think the mustard-colored man doesn't know how to read.
Sir, do you know you have mustard in your beard? I think someone should really tell.
Yes, I know. I've been wiping it off. It's still fucking there.
It.
And you see, like, he takes off his shirt and just starts rubbing his beard furiously with it. And you know, it's like the shirt is the dirtiest
There's
piece of clothing you've ever seen. It's getting
shirt.
More
mustard. Actually, makes it worth.
You just see, like, his beard is becoming stained yellow.
I just
Guys,
whispered to
let's
them.
Let's just say that he's got it.
I think I know why their father actually left. Or his I'm just suggesting.
You just hear like more rumbling behind you as you guys are doing this. Just like as you hear like the creaking of iron, and as this gate, like these walls finally start breaking down, like these old fences.
You finally got the mustard.
Sir, you got it. Don't worry about it. Please.
There's more.
God damn it, he came through finally. That would take him at least another fucking 2 weeks.
Well, why didn't you guys put a stop to it in the first place?
Because he's a kid! We ain't gonna fucking shoot a kid!
And? Does he have a gun on him?
Yeah. I mean, he's trying to play the role of sheriff.
Sir, can I see that really quick? I want to do a inspection on it, make sure it works really well.
Roll a charisma and speech check with a difficulty of 1.
Of 1?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Because you have a charisma of 4 charisma. And your speech is 0.
Okay. So I have to get below a 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait, isn't it 4 or below?
Yeah, 4 or below.
Thank God, because I got a fucking 4. Holy.
Okay, so you just barely, like, he's very hesitant. He slowly pulls it out. And, like, as he's looking at you, he like, goes to take the bullets out.
Don't worry about it. It has to be fully in one piece. Thank you. I'm going to take it from him.
Okay, yeah, you take the gun from him.
I'm gonna walk over to Tien and use his jumpsuit to like clean the end of the barrel.
Okay.
Yeah, the barrel is just caked in mustard.
God damn it.
Then I'm gonna walk over to the ledge, point, and pull the trigger at the kid.
Whoa.
Okay, that's gonna be a perception plus small guns.
Perception.
With a difficulty of 2. Because you're trying to shoot like this revolver from quite a decent distance away.
Why are you shooting a child?
He's annoying.
What?
Simple solutions.
Oh my god.
Are you trying to aim for a specific part or are you just trying to hit him overall?
I'm just trying to hit him.
Oh no.
Okay, so yeah, it's going to be a difficulty of 2.
Sweet. I got a. I got 5. So I have a 6 in perception. Okay. So I got a 1 below.
Okay, so yeah. So did you hit, what was that, both your dice or was it just one of them?
That was one of them.
Alrighty.
Oh! Critical 1! That feels so weird.
Okay, so you got dual success. You guys got another action point.
I don't like that it's called a critical one.
You know,
it's a critical success. It's not called a critical one.
Anyways, I got a critical 1.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys are now back to 3 AP. So Goon, roll me a another D20 real quickly. And just tell me the number you get.
Well, wow, okay, 12. I'm glad I didn't get that on my roll.
So you hit his right arm.
Yippee.
With that shot. At least. And like you just see him kid. Like recoil back.
I hope his you're right left-handed.
Motherfucker, I was right actually. Yeah, I was right-handed.
You have to think about it. Man, it shows how smart you are.
What the fuck are you doing?
Cuz I had to remember in the show what hand he used.
I'm going to walk back over to the sheriff and I'm going to discharge the gun. So the empty casing is there, and I'm going to keep the casing, and I'm going to hand the gun back.
You just shot a fucking kid.
And he's threatening people.
What an asshole.
What is wrong with you?
He's threatening people's lives. You'd do the same thing if you weren't
only
such a...
my son.
If you weren't such a baby.
He's only fucking threatening my son's life.
You know what? That's a good point. Quick fix. Oh, just throw your son out.
Nah, I'm proud of him.
The wasteland sucks.
I'm
but
just
he has to fight
walk
his
away.
Own battles like a man.
I'm just watching all this, and I'm just like... I just want to go back to the vault.
What the hell? I'm out here, man.
You know what? I think there was way more qualifying people. Did we do something to piss off Mr. Goldie?
Yeah. You looked funny and different.
You too, Mr. Iceman.
Yeah, can't we all? Aren't we all pretty much like that, though?
Well, yeah, but I'm... I'll save that story for another time.
What are you, huh?
Don't worry about it. I'm just gonna walk away.
You look like my Hot Pocket. Came out of the freezer, cold on one side, warm on the other. F*** you.
I think something's wrong
with
your freezer.
Are you trying to call?
More of the microwave.
Well, you said freezer, you didn't say microwave.
Yeah, but if it's warm, but I'm saying like, you know, Hot Pocket after microwaved.
No, you said came out the
yeah,
freezer.
Yeah, but you didn't say that.
Y'all get
came
the gist
out the freezer,
of it. Y'all
warm on one side, cold on the other.
You full on said freezer.
Well, it comes out cold, but
no, I don't think we
you
do.
Know, the whole point.
How did
is
your Hot Pocket
you
come out
like
the freezer? So what are you guys doing now after everyone else just leaves you on top of the roof? Oh, so yeah, as you walk down with everyone else, you see like just these hordes of ghouls are just shambling around, running around, looking for obviously Carl. What are you?
Wait, so there's like the ghouls breached in?
Yeah, they breached in. They fucking broke down the fence. I said this.
I didn't realize. I wasn't paying attention to that part.
They were shocked that I shot a.
I was more shocked about yeah.
They were.
I was more paying attention to
the fact
that someone shot the kid.
Oz just shot a kid. Yeah, they were too surprised it got.
Oh shit! I guess I get to use this thing, and I like pull the gun out.
Faye,
I thought you fucking hid your gun. What the hell?
Oh, you know, I knew something wasn't gonna happen. In parentheses, I really didn't.
Yeah, so Juan, you're pulling out your gun.
I'm pulling out the 9.
You're making a commotion?
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot it once. Into all the right. Air. Into the air. Not at something yet. There's too much shit going on for me to figure out.
Okay, charisma and small guns. You're trying to get these things' attention.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this. All right, Juan, don't fail me now. As I speak in third person.
Yeah,
that's going to be a difficulty of 1, by the way. Like a 1 difficulty check. You only need to exceed 1.
I got 13. I don't know what number I need to hit.
You need to roll twice and see. So it's a charisma plus small guns. So that's a 9. So roll again because you have 1 more dice you can roll.
Oh, God. Please, please. I got a 9.
Just on a 9. Oh, my God. So as you shoot that gun, you see like some of them turn their head and they just see Carl right with you guys. And they just make out this
okay, sound. And just
all of them start turning and looking at you.
I'm going to push Carl in front of me and be like, you handle this.
I'm going to hand him a brass knuckle.
Oh, give me a,
this is your problem now.
Give me a gun.
I don't trust
I'm
you.
I'm gonna hand him a pair of brass knuckles. Here you go. Fix it.
And you notice like his fingers are just too big to actually fit through the holes.
And it's not my problem.
He can't put them on at all. So he's just like just fingertips them on and it's just like are these how these are supposed to fit?
Yeah.
You'll grow into them.
So do I just like backhand them? Like how do I
have fun? I'm gonna push him as far as I can.
Okay, I'm gonna say strength and athletics with a difficulty of 2 because this kid is heavy.
Strength.
That's a fat kid.
Yeah. Carl's
yeah. So heavy. Difficulty check of 2, and you need to roll a 10 or lower.
Well, I got a 17 and a 3.
Okay, so you do push him, but you don't push him too far. Like he stumbles a few steps and then just gives you a dirty look and like tries to go to attack you, like slap you for pushing him. And
I'm gonna pull out my switchblade.
I think we're fighting the wrong person here.
I promise that this will hurt a lot more than any of them will.
He just, like, looks at the switchblade, looks at you, looks at the switchblade, looks at you, and just, like, he just flicks you off.
Okay.
And he just, like, walks off, like, because you guys are on a level equal to some of the other prison cells, so he just starts walking off to another prison cell.
Yippee.
Just away from all the commotion.
Well.
But, yeah, you guys have another issue to deal with as all these ghouls are speed clamping up, like, World War Z type shit.
Ew,
on these stairs. Yeah, they are just piling on this. And you just see, like, the fucking smart-ass kid, like, with some gauze or, like, some shit over his shoulder that you shot earlier, just, like, staring at you. And he just says, well, now I have 2 fucking people to kill. You and the fucking Carl boy.
Good luck.
And you just see he pulls out, like, some sort of tablet and just, like, points it at some of the ghouls and then points it at you. And they start going for you.
Tablet? Juan, you have a gun, right?
I'm gonna go and try and shoot this tablet. That's what I'm doing.
Yup.
Alright, roll to hit.
Roll to hit?
Come on, Dexter.
So yeah,
man.
Agility plus small guns.
Alright. I got an 8.
I was gonna say a difficulty of 2, because you're aiming specifically for his device, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's gonna be a difficulty of 2, and you're...
All right.
Agility and small guns, so that's a 12, so you need to roll 12 or lower for the second dice.
Yo, can I use an action for this? Because I don't want to be...
Yeah, you can use an action point, but that fail is still happening. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah.
God forbid, if I...
twice.
That fail is...
Okay, I got a 3. Yeah, I got a 3 afterwards.
Yeah, that fail is still happening.
Critical fail and then a critical success. Haha, that would have been funny.
Yeah, that would have been.
pain.
So yeah, you shoot this kid. You manage to shoot the device out of his hand, and in doing so, you hear this small beep, like hundreds, thousands of times over, and all these ghouls start going completely and utterly feral. They start attacking each other, they start attacking the civilians, they start going for anyone and anything near them.
You guys, we should run.
Yeah, we should probably run.
Yeah, you guys start doing this, but your guys' only way out was the stairs.
Huh.
That the ghouls were World War Z-ing on. Also, might I add, Juan, your gun is now jammed.
Man.
So, you are going to have to spend time later working on your gun to make it unjammed.
Well, that's not bueno.
Hey, can you guys give me like 10 minutes? I need some privacy to myself.
It's going to be a difficulty of 3 to unjam your gun.
Oh, this is AIDS. Oh. AIDS.
Oh.
With a nat 20 critical fail, it's going to be basically worst case scenario type shit happening.
Your gun is cooked for a while.
Oh, man. Anyone else got a gun I can use?
Nope.
Because
Goon left all the other supplies back at the van.
God damn it, Goon!
Tien, you could jump, right? Jump over to the van.
I'm not that far, I don't think so. And I'm pretty sure if I fail, I would literally die.
You'd be fine.
Although
be fine. Sure. If you fall...
Would anyone like to try and roll a perception check?
Sure.
Maybe a perception plus science?
I will not touch.
Or survival?
I got the lowest perception known to me.
Oh, I'll do it.
All right, what are you... Are you doing science or survival?
Well, it's the same thing, so... It doesn't matter.
Depending on which one you're using depends on the information I'm going to give you.
Then I'll go with survival?
Alrighty.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you picked science, it would have been something more relating to the device. Survival is more relating to the environment in this case.
Oh, yeah. Let's go with survival.
Alright. Okay, that's going to be a difficulty of 2, though.
Okay.
Both would have been a difficulty of 2. It's just like I said, the information you would have gotten.
Shit. Don't fail me now, please.
By the way, with this, if you guys have like similar stats for 8-5. Something like... Nice. So yeah, Goon, as you're like seeing this, you see, do notice that some of the people who have been living here for obviously a while are taking secret routes that were not very clearly visible to
secret
you or the
tunnel.
Others when you first went in. And you actually notice that Carl runs into a secret tunnel. So are you going to follow him?
Follow that blobfish! And I'm going to take off after him.
Yeah, and as I was saying, so if you guys have, like, stats that are, like, basically same number, whatever stat you are using is going to depend on how you do something and the information you are getting.
Mm.
Yeah, so you guys are following Carl to where he's going, and you just start seeing, like, it's leading to the garage eventually. Like, there are multiple different types of tunnels, but you see that Carl... without knowing, it's just leading you guys to the garage. And after a bit, you see your guys' car. You see a bunch of other people hopping into just these old, destroyed-looking cars. You see some are trying to, like, hop into the van that you guys have. Like, they're trying to try and open it, but they're not successful in any way, shape, or form.
Wait, or the shamblers?
People.
Oh.
The ghouls have not breached this far in yet. Although you do hear pounding on all the doors, like all the other doors that aren't tunnels.
I'm gonna hand Tien a pipe.
Leading in.
Okay.
Be like, okay, get ready to disable some people if they keep trying to scratch our paint.
Understood. Don't
touch the paint job.
So the paint's what you're worried about, huh? I don't get a pipe.
Well, you can use the butt of your gun.
Hey.
Yeah, the gun that's currently jammed.
I only took my gun. I didn't even take my switchblade with me.
You just left everything else. You just left your gun and some ammo.
All right, yeah, I'm going to just use my hands. I think I'm better off punching stuff than I am.
What do you mean? It's so effective in movies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's so effective, Juan. Why don't you just use the butt of your gun?
Man.
There's no way that can backfire against a ghoul or a human.
Do you think the story's going to be believable, or do you think people at the vault won't believe us when we talk about
it? Well, we should just have one of us recording the entire time.
You know, I have a great idea. What if I record?
What do you mean, Juan?
Do you have a camera?
The butt of your gun is perfectly feasible.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Juan, do you have camera?
Do you?
I would have.
You guys' cameras are currently in your van.
You see me check like a million pockets. Not currently.
Use your Velcro, zippers, buttons.
As they're still banging on the. They're still banging on the van.
Let me roll something real quickly. Let me roll something. Okay, you guys are still safe for now.
Okay.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means we should definitely get these people off our van.
Yeah, let's.
You guys do, however, hear maybe three cries that sound very. You remember Call of Duty Zombies?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No. Which one?
Those.
Which one?
Modern the whatever the oldest one is. The World one that like, most War people
zombies?
Have played.
Well, no, that's not the
World of
that's
War.
The
yeah,
oldest.
The one with the Nazi zombies.
Oh, World War II.
Well, I guess that's World War II.
You start hearing
World at War tech, or
you start hearing like those zombie sounds like off in the distance. And you just hear, like, some people, like, getting more frantic screaming, just like, shit, it's the crackheads!
Oh, no.
Well, that's actually terrifying.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, so you guys have, I'm going to say, 3 minutes left to get into your car.
All right, I'm sprinting over and drop-kicking a person, a civilian.
Man, he's fast. I'm also going to sprint over.
Okay, that's going to be an athletics. Yeah, that's going to be a pure, agility and athletics to get this person out of the way with a difficulty check of one.
All right.
These people.
Well, they're facing away from us, right? Do we get advantage?
Yeah.
Is advantage a thing?
No, that's why the difficulty check is one.
Oh, okay.
I got a 10.
Okay.
As I'm running to this person that doesn't see me coming, I like scream. I'm like, get out the fucking way!
Boom!
Yeah, you managed to kick them out. Outside, like away from the driver's door.
And I attempt to get in.
I got a 15 and a 6. So I pass barely.
So, well, you need it's a difficulty check of 2, and your melee weapons is what?
Oh, shit. I don't have any melee weapons.
Yeah, you managed to cut the person, but you don't manage to cut their Achilles tendon.
Oh.
Yeah, so you run up to them, you start, like, you kneel down, they jump back when Juan drop kicks someone else, and you just basically, like, just slice their leg a little bit, like, what the fuck? And they shove you back.
Man, you might want to move. That was a warning.
Fine, I'll go. I'll go. And he runs off to another person, like, he runs off to another car trying to get in. And this last chick who's just, like, there just, like, runs off as well. Like, she does not want to deal with you guys. So now let me roll another dice, by the way.
They're fleeing!
You guys might want to head into your car now.
I frantically get in the car and I unlock the doors.
Like, as this last chick runs away, you just hear, like, running through the tunnel.
Nope.
You hear these doors break down. And right as you all get into the car, you see these three pale white ghouls with glowing green eyes, just running through, like, their veins are full, almost glowing with radiation. But they are not radiation ghouls.
It's Cokies.
They are fast. They are fast. Like, faster than even normal feral ghouls. You see them almost zipping around.
I hit the damn clutch. I turned that bitch on, put it in the first gear, and I hit the gas.
Yeah, as you start driving away, one of them is just on your bumper.
Ah! You got.
And you just hear.
Get him off the fucking car! You guys!
You just see, like, his legs are, like, scraping against the fucking concrete, and he is not bothered by it. You see the blood just trailing behind. His legs come off.
Shoot him! Someone! Shoot him!
It is just viscera. Like, he does not care. Like, this thing does not care.
I'm gonna slowly roll down the back window.
Did you grab your guns from the floorboards?
Why would I do that? I'm just gonna stab him. Why would I waste ammo?
Roll to hit. Also, by the way, what is your guys' defense? Like, what does your Vault Tech say for that? Like, your Vault Tech clothing should have defense to it.
I have 2 defense.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, so both of you have... Okay, yeah, everyone would have 2 then.
No, because I have the security armor.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what, yours is 3?
Yeah, I have a 3.
Extra okay. Secured.
Yeah.
So I need to grab another dice for this.
I'm gonna try and stab him in the face, I guess.
Okay, so roll 2 hit. Let me pull up their defense.
Actually, I'm gonna take the pipe because that just sounds funnier. I'm gonna poke him in the face.
Okay.
Tia, give me that!
Sounds okay, sure. I can hit back the pipe.
I'm gonna like partially crawl over Tien because he's in the back seat. Move, I guess.
What the hell?
I'm gonna try slam my best this to thing in the face.
Okay, what did you roll?
I got a 4 and I got a 8.
Okay, so you do
one
succeed.
One makes it, one doesn't. Yeah,
yeah,
baby.
So you hit him and he also hits you. Because he succeeded with his rolls.
Ah, you prickly cunt.
So unarmed, so he's gonna hit, basically bite you, manage to bite you as you hit him.
What?
Scratch you? What? Fine, he scratches you. Yeah. So he does 3 active physical damage. So 3 dice. So I need to roll the hit dice.
That hurts.
Which is okay.
This is gonna suck.
So, yep. So 4, 4. So you take so 2 doesn't do damage. You take 1 damage and damage effect trigger. So you do take some radiation damage from this. So 1 point of damage plus point of radiation damage.
Okay, so I take 2 damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Ow.
But one of them can't be healed because of radiation. So you need like a rat away or some shit.
Okay.
But yeah. So yeah, you hit this guy in the face and he scratches you and you just see like the skin around the scratch like is green a little bit almost instantly.
Oh, you friggin' rat! I'm gonna bust his teeth out.
Yeah, he full-on lets go because he had to let go to try and scratch you.
What a schloozer.
So you see like this legless crackhead ghoul just like basically rolls away. As you guys are driving off.
Is he gone? Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone. I'm going to roll up the window and just go sit in the front.
Just as you roll up the window, you just hear a big explosion and smoke starts just pummeling through the prison.
Well, I guess a third bomb got dropped on him.
Yeah.
Record it.
Excuse me, what did you say earlier?
What?
You
are
you
talking?
You mind saying that again?
Dude, I'm going to just keep driving.
What do you mean? You're going to keep driving. I mean, we're trying to record footage here. I feel like it'd be pretty important for me to get all the details about the story.
You know, something about, you know, another bomb, another place, and another time.
Okay.
It's all good. Just keep recording.
Okay.
So, yeah, as you guys drive off, though, you just begin to notice just this traveler off the side of the road. Like this trader. Classic Fallout trader style. Just off to the side of the road, like... she does not seem bothered at all as to what just happened. She doesn't even seem to care that the prison is in fire. She just seems to be staring directly at your car as you're driving by.
Pull over.
Hey, Juan, slow down. Yeah, slow down.
Why? Are you gonna record it? Are you gonna record it?
Yep, recording.
All right. I ease the car into a stop. I don't.
I'm gonna grab the boom mic and realize I don't know how to turn it on. Hey.
You just
how
do
I
this.
Turn it on?
You just I turn on the mic the mic or the mix pre, because you have to wear pre pack with it, and then I'm like,
I'm gonna,
all right,
like,
cool.
Lean into it.
Test. I think you need to put these headphones on, so you can hear yourself.
Yeah.
Ow.
Oh.
Might be a little too much.
And so you do the, I like talking to the mic. I'm like, test, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. Test. And then I'm like lowering them. I'm like, all right, you good?
Yep.
All right, cool.
My ears are like ringing.
So yeah, as you guys are testing this, you see this lady, she stops walking. She motions for her Braham to stop with like all the stuff on it. And she is just staring at you. Like one of her eyes is just this piercing blue, the other's just blazing amber. Her hair's black, and she's just staring.
I want to say we swing the door, or we swing or roll the door open I could slide it open, and we're like, we're not kidnappers. We're interviewers. We're just trying to get some inspiration.
Oh, don't worry. I know exactly who you are. I'm here to offer a friendly trade.
A friendly trade? Okay, you guys.
Yes. Trade in stories? Because if you know who we are, then we accept. I hope you know we only accept currencies and stories.
And caps.
Oh, no, trust me. I'm going to be offering you some goods that you can't resist.
Okay.
Well, hey, man, we are looking for that kind of episode.
We'll be the judge of that.
And that's where we end the episode.
All right.
This is Juan, it's time to do sponsors.
All right, you guys.
Multiversely Misplaced is an Empty Pockets Crew Productions, starring Faye Wilde as the host and your main DM, Juan Reyes as himself and main editor, Goon aka Oz playing as themselves, and Tien playing as himself. You'll be able to find Multiversity Misplaced wherever you can get your podcast.